What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Video Games Are Hard, episode 49. Today, we have a guest who needs no special introduction. We'll introduce him anyway. None other than Justin DT. What's up, man?
Hello. I'm so honored. Dude, it sounded so great being on this end of the call. I mean, damn, Trey, you nailed it. You absolutely
Thank you, man.
Nailed that intro.
I appreciate it coming from you, man. I don't know what else to say, really.
I see. So I'm here. Hi, Sid. I'm Sid. Hi.
I never introduced Sid. I guess he's here.
Yeah, I always make a point to introduce Trey. Trey doesn't make a point to introduce me. It's fine.
The thing, right? I'm so focused on the guest, you know.
It's fine. It's the final guest episode.
Yeah.
I think Justin needs some sort of introduction. IMO.
Yeah, okay. What? Here I go. So GoldenEye Extraordinaire was played SMS back in the day, got top five and 20 Shines record, then dipped.
Yep, that was the peak, the 20 Shines record.
Yep.
Anyways,
wasn't it multiple records?
Yeah. I think everybody took 20 Shines pretty seriously at that time. It's the first like pop-off that category really had, aside from like the initial Japanese one. But I think the real incentive was the fact that we had a little 20 Shines league. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Like the tourney?
Oh, tourney. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that... if I'm remembering correctly, didn't you beat Trey?
I did. I took home a whopping like $70 USD, in fact, you know? So then when I did the conversion rate, I had like, what, like 200 Canadian or something?
What? Man, that's so crazy.
Oh, dude, with inflation, it's probably like $300 now. God damn. Oh,
I was a rich young boy, yes.
Man. You know what? Memories of that tournament just came flooding back to me right now.
Because... I know, honestly, man, like I kind of reminisce back to those times a bit when I had kind of like a lot less responsibilities and I was just speedrunning like 10 hours a day. That's why like a lot of people in the speedrun community are pretty young, and you got to kind of like just worship those days that you're young and you can do that, because I mean, they were fun to look back on. I mean, that was a blast.
We went over this on a previous episode. Being young is OP for speedrunning.
I know. Yeah, seriously.
Well, not just free time wise, but like, I don't know, mentality wise in a weird way.
I would debate.
Actually, no.
I've seen some Twitter posts. I've seen some Twitter posts.
Maybe that was a bad argument.
Yeah. There's a lot to think about. But I mean, anyways, for me at least, like these days, I don't know. Yeah, I wish I could kind of just forget about everything that's going on and just, you know, live a very humble speedrun life, you know, innocent speedrunner.
Just sit and grind all day. I don't have that part of my brain that exists. Like, I don't want to sit and play Mario. I tried to practice today and I was just like, I am bored, you know?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought you were kind of somewhat active. No, I mean, you have been in the past few months, but.
Yeah. Well, I've been picking at it. I feel like you played until you stopped. Like you made a decision. You stopped. It's like you made a paste bin and like committed to it, which is rare.
And did you make a paste bin?
I don't know if you did.
No, but there's a lot of times where I said I was going to come back and then I never ended up, you know, committing to it. And that's why I don't even say it anymore, just because, you know, it's stupid, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure like you guys have had the same experience when you like say like, hey, I'm going to do this category again. And then you end up kind of never getting to it. And it's like, you know.
Sure.
I can proudly say I retired from 120 and I haven't returned to it yet. So
well, honestly, next stream I'm gonna be the one to ask you in your chat. Are you
returning? No, don't tempt me.
I know that's. Anyways, I mean, it was fun.
So the 20 Shines tournament. To recall what happened in that. So I believe the 20 Shines tournament. We can relate on this as well. That's the last time both of us have played 20 Shines.
Probably, yeah.
I haven't touched that category since then, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of us, you know, just played it for that like tournament and then we stopped, right? I mean, I remember Quan playing it. Pretty much, you know, a bunch of runners.
Dude, pretty much everyone did. It was kinda special. And for those who don't know, 20 Shines, if you don't know, guess what you do in that category, all right? You'll never guess.
I can guess.
All right, take a guess.
You collect 19 shines.
Yes, correct. 19 shines. Yes. I'm so glad you finished that bit for me.
Yay.
Because you start with one from race file, then you get 19 as fast as you can, and then yeah, you win. So,
yeah, I'm taking a lazy take on this podcast. Justin seemed pretty cash as we started the call, so you know what? I'm leaning back in my chair. I'm sitting back. That whole tournament is such a haze for me. Like
you don't remember it too well.
I wasn't in it. I know for sure I did not sign up.
Okay.
I thought you were. Like I forgot. Like
I didn't want to play 20 shines. I was the guy that did. I did the gelato route before everybody, and everybody was just like, "Oh, it sucks."
That was cool.
It was back when it sucked, and I only got like a 23 minute time, and I'm like, "Oh, okay, fine." And then you guys all played it, and then I was just like, okay, I'm okay with wherever I am. And did I commentate it? I don't even know. You probably did.
Commentated some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember Iced Windowsill commentated, I'm pretty sure, right? On the finals and all that?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
No. Wait. We didn't have a finals because nobody would schedule the matches?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, nobody streamed it, but we did have one. Do you remember that?
Yeah, so let me recount what happened from the best of my ability. So... Yeah. Was it the first round of grand finals? And then I lost, and then we faced off again, then I lost that again?
I don't know specifically.
I think what happened was, so we were either in like the winner's finals or something. It was us two facing off. And it literally, the hypest match was the second to last match of the whole tournament, because it literally came down to Rico 3, the final stage. And I mistimed the hover and I lost.
You know what?
But I would have won.
That kind of makes you think. I mean, 20 shines was a kind of cool race category. Yeah. For racing, it was actually kind of interesting, you know?
It was stressful because like one mistake, it caused the whole thing.
Didn't you also die in slide?
That was on the final.
That was the next thing. So the most insane grand final ever. All right. It's Average Trey versus Justin DT, the world record holder. Oh my God. No one is around to restream it, and I immediately die on the slide somehow. So
yeah.
I fell past the shine, dying on the easiest shine in the game. Yeah. So immediately was behind, and then I lost the whole thing. I couldn't catch up. So,
dude, great
finals.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thinking back to that now, like we used to have so many category tournaments. Like Any Percent tournaments ran it. 20 shines came out of nowhere and kind of existed. But now it's just all bingo. Like everything Sunshine community is bingo. And to think back to like actual category tournaments is interesting.
Well, I wouldn't say that because there is the weekly races and stuff.
Sure, but that's not a tournament.
Right. Oh, as far as tournaments. Yeah. I thought you just said like general community stuff.
Well, yeah, sure.
If you had to put a reason, then why would you say it's like that? Is it due to the fact that maybe the community's no longer as close, or is it just...
Another hell of a
close. Well, see, like, it's not... It's different. The community is just different now. I don't think it's like a closeness thing. It's just people are more interested in bingo whole thing.
They're still tight-knit groups. Sid, I know, and me... We're not nearly as involved in the community anymore, to be honest. I'm not. I'm just kind of like, I just play the game and I stream the game, but I don't really. I mean, I'm joining the bingo tournament coming up. It's like a little minor, regular bingo tournament they're doing.
Right.
Other than that, though, I'm not really doing a whole lot.
Because you're a Minish Cap streamer, right? I thought so.
Well, I was till I beat it.
Yeah, I know. That was also, you did PB, right?
Yeah, the run where I beat the game, I PB'd.
Wow, nice. And Sid, you probably talked about in didn't you recently get a run accepted at ESA or?
Yes,
I'm such a like boomer when it comes to speedrunning now. I barely pay attention. That's why I'm just busy.
Does boomer mean you just don't know stuff?
No. It seems like you know stuff, but you're just like not active in the community and don't know for sure. That's fine.
A bit of both. I don't pay too much. Like I scroll through Twitter pretty briefly, but like I see stuff, you know, but again, yeah. I won't pay too much. Anyways. So what happened?
I got accepted to ESA. I'm going to go to Sweden to do the run. which is cool. Trey didn't get accepted to GDQ, so he's coming with me to ESA.
Woohoo.
Okay.
And we're
that's awesome.
We're gonna do a showcase thing, but good thing you brought up ESA. A little bit of news. We did a little bit of a react. Not Trey and I, but I reacted.
I was partially watching the stream from work because it was like the slowest day at work ever.
Yeah, the ESA marathon schedule has been released, and like I'm glad. So I'm early on in the tournament or in the tournament in the marathon. I'm on day two. I'm on like Sunday evening, which is cool. So that like the rest of the week, I can just kind of sit back, relax.
Yep.
Be Justin in his car sitting back drinking a coffee.
That's exactly it.
And just
ice coffee, by the way, with a paper straw that's now like folding into the cup. It's kind of awful, but whatever.
Oh my god, you're so eco-friendly with your paper straw.
Dude, it's McDonald's, man. Not me. Anyways, go on.
Wait, dude, does McDonald's still have McDonald's straws?
Well, they have paper straws right here in Ontario, Canada. I don't know.
Oh. That's like my thing. Whenever I get to Nokia 5, I look inside the flagpole and like, hey, it has stripes like a McDonald's straw. It's pretty funny.
The only thing I know about like paper straws is that Harvey's has them.
Dude, Harvey's is amazing, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is Harvey's some Canadian
shit? Yes, Harvey's is Canadian shit. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Like Justin's here, so I can be like Harvey's casually. And he's just like, yeah, Harvey's. I'm like, yeah.
So you guys can speak each other's language. That's good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Americans go like Hardee's, and I'm like, no, it's a V. It's actually a V.
Don't you mean Carl's Jr.?
Oh no,
you
God.
Fool!
Oh God!
But yeah, so my run is early on, but it's on the second stream.
Okay, oh, so you got a little bit shafted.
I did.
Yeah, for sure.
But
for a game like SMS, that's a bit, you know.
Yeah.
It could be, like, in my head, it's just like, oh, it could be the start of the marathon. It could be the penultimate run. It could be, like, where, like, you could put SMS anywhere, and it's just like, oh, side stream. And I'm just sitting there going, like, maybe they look at my name and go, like, whatever. But, like, it's going to be interesting when I show up and, like, Trey's going to be right there. And it's just like, yeah, we're on the side stream.
Dude, when have they ever cared about the runner itself? It's usually about like the game itself. Like, oh, Odyssey, big game. Minecraft, big game. Ooh.
Yeah.
They're like Corey in the house. Okay, that needs to be first day.
Dude, it's not just second stream. Wasn't it at like a really shitty time as well?
It's like 6 p.m. or something.
I thought it was like 11 a.m. European, which is like 4 a.m. American.
Well, I don't remember exactly. I think it was evening, but I can't remember.
Or wait, the schedule might have been adjusted to my time zone.
Yeah, it's adjusted to your time zone.
Oh, never mind. It's not bad then. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it's like evening.
I thought it was in the time zone of the place for some reason, but that's actually not that bad.
Yeah, so so we're on the second stream, but like in my mind, being on the second stream, not too bad. Like it's just like I was going there anyway. I literally signed. I literally submitted 96 Shines as a last day thing. Like. Just before they were closed submissions, I was just like, you know what? Screw it. And I put in the submission and then they were just like, oh, you're accepted. I'm like, cool. And then now you're on the second stream. It's like, okay, I think we can just have more fun with it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, even on the first stream, we could.
Go for it.
You know what's funny? Go ahead.
You were going to Sweden even regardless of like the application?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was going to go hang out with a bunch of SMS. Like, there are a bunch of SMS people already going. And if I got it, well, like, Trey and I had this, like, conversation where it was just like, oh, if my GDQ run doesn't get in and your ESA run gets in, I'll go to Europe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
And
I was like, that worked out perfectly because we actually have the perfect bit planned out for my King Boo video. Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. Yeah.
Assuming I don't get cycle skip before then.
Okay. You haven't finished with the grind yet. I was going to be mad if I totally missed it, but you're still going on it?
Oh, yeah. We're still going strong. Okay, fun fact, breaking news, someone else got double cycle skip during a bingo today.
Oh, no.
What?
So people are out here getting hella lucky, and I'm not.
Who?
I don't remember. Let me check the username. It was like, dude, actually, I was so exhausted. So I worked. I got a schedule change. That's why the uploads are happening on Tuesday instead of Sunday for these remaining episodes. And because of that schedule change, I actually had to work 6 days in a row, 10 hours each day. However, I took a vacation day this day, so only 5 days in a row, thank God. But I was so exhausted yesterday, I fell asleep. I like ate dinner at 10 p.m. and just passed out for like 7 or 8 hours. And then I woke up super early to, was it, which I think it was Eclipse. Oh yeah, here we go. It was Darkman.
Oh,
He was doing a lockout bingo, I think, or maybe, oh, it was a three-way regular bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And he, well, actually he didn't get first fruit the first phase. So it wasn't even perfect luck. But after not getting fruit the first phase, he just straight up gets 2 cycle skips. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. People get crazy lucky. I don't know. I got a cycle skip last week, which was cool. Or like the
only
other
one
week.
Though. So yeah, only yeah. One.
So for cycle skip, you got to like intentionally go for it, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Or... You have to cancel him on Twitter and then cancel him as he starts spinning the thing and then spray it again and hope that it's whatever combination.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So
yeah, that's crazy.
You know what? We're going to get into the like meat and potatoes, right? So we had a little bit of a preamble.
Yeah.
We know that Justin plays SMS, right? Hello, Justin. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. So why do we know you? You know, like you used to play SMS back in the day, like way back in the day.
2015.
Yeah.
Is it 2014 or 15? I can't.
I want to say it was 15. That's when the 20 Shine stuff was. It was post EYG.
Okay. So I started in 14, I guess. Right. And then it. Yeah
that makes sense.
You burst on the scene. You were like, I was the best Canadian because like Yakko Mori was the best Canadian when I started. And
yeah, you were way ahead of everybody else.
Hey, and then you burst onto the scene having previous speedrun experience and kind of trounced me.
I think we definitely had different play styles, right? I was just very serious grinder. Meanwhile, I don't know, you had your stream going and everything. I guess a bit different, but I also cared more about any percent, right? You were still, to this day, you're not a huge any percenter. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're right. Was I even, so yeah, this you had to have started in 90, or in 2015, because that's when I started 96.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's what I remember is I do remember your streams. The guy with the long hair.
Yep, that's
and,
me.
And I
Thor plays.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I don't know. It's still like honestly, I wasn't even running that game for a while. That's why it's not like super vivid in my mind.
Yeah.
I improved pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I think I got like my 118 or like my current PB. I think I had like. Under like 100 attempts total, I'd say, or something crazy like that.
Yeah, that is
it
insane.
Even boggles my own mind. Yeah, and yep.
Did you do like an insane amount of practice? Like so you're talking about being the like reminiscing over the being the grind head for 10 hours a day or whatever. Was that like during at the start of SMS? Was that you?
No, I don't think I grinded 10 hours a day ever really. It's just, I kind of knew what to practice. And, I was really, one thing I was kind of like, I always thought was a good, like quality that I had was I was good about choosing which strats to do at which skill level.
Oh yeah.
And that's why I would always try to find the strat that was like, it made the most sense, right? In terms of like time and, difficulty, like that perfect balance or time save, whatever. And I was smart at that aspect, and I guess you can pretty much say that I gained that from my other speed games, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. Like I remember Pianta 3, for example. After the bridge, I would go to the right. I would do the jump dive. Or do you remember that strat? Any of you?
To the right. Would you go to the river or like the tree?
I believe not the tree, but you go to the right, and then you do. You get hit by a Goomy and then you do a jump dive and roll out and you kind of grab the fence.
Oh, wait, you mean left?
No. It's hard to describe. Anyways, there was a pretty consistent, like little strats like that. I got so consistent with, and they were barely slower. And that's why, like I was just consistent from the start. Again, a lot of credit goes to my past, speedrun, you know, experience, but yeah.
Yeah,
oh, that is true. Like, especially, I mean, consistency is still king nowadays, but back in the day, because strats were so much easier. If you just didn't fuck up consistently, you were, you know, easy peasy top 10 at least.
Oh,
so.
Totally. Honestly, yeah, like a lot of SMS, even the strats I did in my 118, for example, like nowadays they're considered free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
times have changed.
Yeah, times have changed big time. I kind of wonder if I went back how I would do. I would honestly, still to this day, I wish I could go back and beat my PB, but I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, your current PB, you could beat no problem, but I mean, well, getting into 116 that's... territory is a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure. Even, no, honestly, I watched like you, for example, Trey, your recent, I mean, you had really sick pace, right? You had like 114 pace, so obviously everything you're doing. Yeah, it's pretty like on par with you know, the top high-end strats. So that's why yeah, lots of like, even, you know, the faster Corona kind of like boggles my mind a bit. Like that shit was like, imagine you did that like back in like my 118 day, like in 2015 or whatever, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you'd be accused of cheating.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, this guy's using save states. There's no way he's doing this.
Another random thing before I forget, do you remember? So they did it a lot in the SM64 community. They do little, like, I forget what they're called, but challenges where you gotta like get this, you gotta like get 3 red coins, you gotta like kill 3 Goombas.
Oh, the task. Yeah, we did do that.
Yeah, yeah. I remember us doing a couple of them, but it never lasts. It was like 1 year and then that's it. And I felt like, I feel like it should have been a more ongoing thing because it was really cool. Like, I'd like to see it these days, you know, when everybody's so good.
What's the most recent task season, Trey? Like, I feel like it was like within the past 2 years.
So I did the editing for what I believe was season 4?
Yeah.
3? I forget which one. Were you doing... So did you enter the task stuff the one before I was editing it properly, Justin?
I think actually that's when I stopped playing. I remember I was still watching you guys. I remember Clayton, I think he was in the task. That's so it must have been pretty, you know.
Like, yeah, that's a while ago.
2015 or something.
Because I don't think, anyway. Was there ever like a, I think that any task season that happened, it went to like, you know, at least 10 or maybe like a dozen in a season?
Yeah, yeah. No, it went pretty far. I don't remember. I mean, so much like bingo and stuff goes on these days that I kind of wish, I don't know, you know, it's just a thought, I guess. Yeah. You know?
They did do like an IL, custom IL tournament like about a year ago, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't participate in it, but it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, because people were making a lot more like headway with creating custom levels nowadays, like the arcade hack and
Arcade 2 is so good.
Like a bunch of hacks are now coming out, and whereas back in the day it was just like, oh, Wilco made a red coin level and that was kind of it.
Wilco was like the first one. He was so ahead of the curve.
Yeah, but nowadays there's like, you can, there's actually a few people like dedicated to it, and they made a little like side tourney out of it, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Yeah, it's all just yeah, no, you see, like, Mario games are really cool for that aspect, right? Mario, like, speedrun games, because you can get a whole variety of, like, ROM hacks, different types of, like, challenges and stuff, and it's all amazing.
Yeah.
Replaying Mario.
Thinking about just, like, previous speedrun knowledge going into a new speed game, like, it kind of just... Like, having that experience start, like, with Sunshine and then going to other games, I'm just kind of like, oh, this is just, like, way easier. Whereas you probably with 007 going into Sunshine, you're just like, oh, okay, well, I know exactly what to do in order to get a better time in this game. Even though 007 is more of an IL-centered, what was your experience with 007?
That game basically... I think that goes back even a couple more years, but I grinded those ILs. I already played Super Mario 64 and Ocarina of Time. Ocarina of Time was my very first speedrun, any percent. I got top 5 in that.
Holy shit.
You're like top everything. What the hell?
Yeah, that was honestly a really like good achievement to me because it was a hard run back in the day. And like,
which category?
Any percent, Ocarina of Time. So it was, I think I was, Yeah, it was just before IQ kind of was prominent. I don't know.
IQ.
Dude, I remember those days. Like, oh man, the IQ is taking over. We got to get this weird Chinese hardware. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's classic.
Yeah, anyways, I speed ran a bit of SM64 after that. And then our White Goose, you guys are obviously familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
He did his triathlon thing. And then I learned GoldenEye just to complete that triathlon. And I kind of got hooked. The community was really nice and all and friendly. And we'd all like celebrate our times and achievements a lot. So it felt pretty welcoming like that. And honestly, yeah, I played so much of that game after that. I got top 10 and yeah, the community still today. Like if you look right now as we speak, I mean, it's honestly probably more active than ever. And like you can say that every single year, like it continues to grow. Of course, you see like a lot of the older guys stop playing, blah, blah, blah. But it's like endless new waves of new players, you know, and they get really good because obviously, I don't know, they're just... the community kind of thrives and it just works, you know?
I feel like nowadays you're seeing a lot more people specializing in specific levels because they're just like so gosh darn optimized.
Oh, for sure, man. You see a lot of newer, or I say newer, but people who have only been in the community for like a year or so, that you see them playing a few select levels and then not touch like 60% of the game just because they kind of master these few. And it's a bit of a weird the way I approached it, I kind of picked the hard levels a bit. I tried to get good at those, and in reward I would kind of become better at the, you know, the boring levels at the same time, because my control of Bond would just, you know, get good from playing the hard levels. And anyways, everybody has a different approach. It's just I don't know. Lots of players have come and go, and some very impressive ones, honestly. It's a hard game. Even, it just gets more insane. I don't know if you guys heard, but 52 Damn Agent was tied recently.
Yeah, I actually been watching Cali W recently. I'm a fan of his streams. He's just got a very chill attitude.
Yep. He's so mellow, and like, I don't know. He's a really like passionate speedrunner too, and it kind of... I mean, it's awesome to see him get those times because he's one of the ones who like he focuses on select levels, and like for certain other levels, he won't even have a time posted on the leaderboards because he kind of just doesn't play it until he gets to it, you know?
Sure.
You know what surprises me the most? You came off of all these N64 games, you know, Ocarina of Time, 64, the Mario one. I don't know why I say it like that.
The Mario one.
GoldenEye. And then you suddenly come to GameCube. Was Sunshine just like a big part of your childhood, or like did you like, oh, it looks like a sick game to run, I'll check it out?
Bit of both, I'd say. The funny thing is N64 isn't like, I'm 24 at the moment, so N64 wasn't really my generation. I think that was my first console, I think. So anyways, that's what I played a lot of. And then GameCube was obviously my generation too. SMS always was kind of appealing. The movement's pretty good in it, and coming from like playing SM64 too, a lot of the Japanese players kind of played both games, and so it was just always interesting. I know like Zaya, for example, he would have, you know, his usual SM64 ILs on his channel, and then he did have a couple of them SMS ILs, and I don't know if you guys recall them, but they were like, he claimed them to be world records, like in his title, but they were very like, I remember other people in the community, they were kind of like, I don't know, they were joking around because they were just like average ILs almost.
Yeah.
But they were apparently.
I guess maybe that was Zaya. I do vaguely remember.
Yeah, same.
I wanted to say it was R2 powered for some reason, but if it was Zaya, there was someone who. I distinctly remember a Bianco 4 IL. Do you remember this, Ed?
All of this is like vaguely remember, like coming back to me.
Zaya did have a Bianco 4. He had a Styrena 2 as well. And
and they were godlike.
I don't remember.
They were like, still records to this day.
And by godlike, I mean like, I don't know, slightly better than average.
Dude, really good for a Mario 64 player.
Exactly, I guess.
I think it must have been his. There was like a Bianco 4 IL that claimed to be world record, But I remember on the white wall, the water slide through the second coin, he took like this massive turn doing it. I'm like, there's no way that's fast. What the fuck? What the hell is he doing? How was his record? What?
Yeah, maybe it was like a Japanese. I don't know. Yeah. Like
Japanese record. Not even. I mean, Tobo probably would have it, or Yamata. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Tobo, you know what was really funny? Do you guys remember like GBS at the start of the level? Tobo used to bounce on the Pianta.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay. It was a strat where, like, the normal movement, I think you just jump dive and then you jump dive a second time and then you're kind of like you have the water slide already.
Sure.
Anyways, yeah, Tobo used to bounce on the Pianta and it was like, I don't know if it was a meme because it was like, it was obviously not fast or anything, but anyways, me and Clayton did that for a bit. That's
just did it because Tobo did it.
Yeah, I don't know. We joked around about it and we were like, oh man, this is such a sick strat. And then, yeah, that's it. That's being young in a nutshell, just kind of memeing about stupid stuff.
Just man, like, early GBS days was just like, if you get it first try, you're on fire, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
doesn't matter how slow you are setting it up, get it first try, insane run.
Yeah, now it's, or then it turned into like backflip clip, and now it's just like, oh, just get the clip as fast as, like, hey, you know what? In ILs, hopefully you just get that angle. You know, you get that angle, you walk into that coconut at the right time, you're in. It's like, okay, well. Right.
We got a better spot for it, the Yossi spot. It's lower down and it saves a little bit of time. And yeah.
Does Yossi still play?
I don't think so.
He participated in the relay, didn't he?
Interesting.
Does he still stream and stuff?
Oh, I have no idea. But
dude, remember when he used to stream on like Twitch and like I think he would co-stream on both Nico and Twitch and he would just like
they still do.
I don't know. He had like he would just stream all the time and like kind of he'd take a break and just leave stream on and stuff.
Oh my god, I haven't gone to Nico probably since I was getting resources for like a video I made or something.
Yeah, I haven't gone there for years.
Dude, that's so classic. Just like literally in order to interact with the Japanese players, we'd have to go to Nico. And
oh yeah, I'm so glad they all moved to Twitch.
Yeah, they do it. They do both still. Like, I wonder what the state of Nico Video is. But
that's true. Huh? I wonder if they increased those. Like, what was it? Like 15 minute time period?
30.
Oh.
I know at some point a few years ago they increased it to 2 hours.
Woo!
It maybe is like unlimited or like 48 hours now, like Twitch is. I don't know. So.
It's like it's 48 hours on Twitch and on YouTube you can stream forever, but it won't save your VOD if you go over a certain amount of time.
I know that. Did Ludwig teach you that?
Yeah, Ludwig did teach me that.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. So hey, it seems like we're at a stopping point in the conversation. You know, reminiscing about the past and whatever.
About Ludwig.
Yeah.
With every guest, okay, we're not gonna stop with you. Like people listening to the episode and they're just like, well, it's a new guest on. Why haven't you asked the question yet? You know, we ask, there's two questions we always ask. The first one's not stressful. I'm just going to ask you casually here and you'll be
the
like,
second one, very stressful. Actually, you know what? Just for Justin, we're going to have three questions. No, it's going to be between this one and the other scripted one. Let me know when it's a good time to do it.
Sure. You have it in mind?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do the first one, if that's okay.
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 Yeah, go for it.
So the first question is just like, you know, you're a gamer. You've talked about being, you casually threw out being top 10 in GoldenEye. I wanted to point it out because you're just like, oh yeah, I got top 10. And then you just kind of kept going. And then top 5 in Ocarina of Time or whatever. Proven gamer. What is.
Yeah.
So from a young lad, you've been playing video games. What was
a young lad.
Your first gaming memory?
Do
you have any clue?
Like the thing about very first is like I can probably remember very slight moments of I remember playing like Jurassic Park for the NES.
Dude.
Or something.
Yeah.
What?
No, I was going to reference, like, going into this question, I was going to reference Ginger's answer, the Melee player. His answer was, like, sitting on his dad's lap playing Jurassic Park on the PC. Like, that's what I was going to reference.
I remember, like, that sounds vaguely familiar, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to reference that as you were going in, but the fact that you said Jurassic Park for the NES, I'm like, oh, that's hilarious.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know. It could be that. I remember there was weird, like, PC games, you know, where you'd put the CD-ROM in, and it'd be, like, very, like, lame or something, but it could have been something like that, but... one thing that I'd say is a bit more significant is, like, my first I kind of changes the whole question. My bad. But, like, my first competitive gaming game was probably, like, Guitar Hero or Rock Band.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I did get... Yeah, so basically Rock Band was my game. Rock Band Drums, specifically.
Oh! Yes!
You guys should be best friends.
Dude, are we best friends?
Yeah. Dude... anyways, you're aware of Score Hero, I guess?
Score Hero? What do you mean?
You've heard of it? Score Hero, that's where you post your, like, scores and shit.
Oh, no, I wasn't, like, competitive at it, no. I really like playing Rock Band Drums.
Yeah, honestly, even if you translate it to real drums, like, I could play drums, like, fine after that. Because, like, I don't know. It was just such a good rhythm game and, like, coordination. Mm-hmm.
I was about to ask because you were talking about like, oh, my first competitive game is Guitar Hero / Rock Band. I'm like, no shot anybody gives a shit about the guitar in Rock Band. Like, nobody cares.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, you get Rock Band for the drums, right? If you want to play guitar, play Guitar Hero.
Yeah, back in the day, I remember the game, the songs that crossed over between Rock Band and Guitar Hero. It's just like, oh, it's noticeably easy on, like, the hardest difficulty on Rock Band than it is compared to the Guitar Hero counterpart.
Oh yeah. Wait, let me ask you this, Sid. Which console did you play it on? Because there was a bit of a difference between the consoles.
I switched. So I started with Wii.
Okay, I was pretty much Wii for Rock Band 1 and 2, yeah.
And then with 2, I switched to Rock Band, or for Xbox 360. That's where
I think Wii had, like, the shittiest drums. Like, they wouldn't register a lot of the time and, like, little things like that.
Yeah.
I know for the Xbox 360 and PS3, there was a drum set. It was, like, aftermarket called Ion drum set.
I own that.
Dude, I owned it too.
Dude!
Dude!
Yeah, I've heard that name because I think it says that.
Bro, those were so good. Those were so good.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's sick. I those were the days, man. Anyways, yeah.
I've talked about, whatever. I'm going to talk about Rock Band again. So, like, the amount of money that I've spent, or my parents have spent, in the day. Right? Yeah. It's just like, you, we bought the whole set for Wii, right? And then and then Xbox 360, I was just like, this SD bullshit, you know, we're going to transition to a new, I'm going to play Call of Duty finally that isn't horrible on the Wii. And it's just like, I'm going to play Xbox 360 and got the whole set.
Dude, I played Call of Duty World at War on the Wii.
Oh,
it was actually fun, but whatever. Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Well, wait, were you playing, like, aiming with the Wiimote and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't as bad as it probably sounds, but, like, the worst part was, like, the connection issues with the Wii trying to play online and stuff.
Oh, sure.
All right. I did enjoy playing Metroid Prime with the Wiimote, but that doesn't require nearly as much precision as Call of Duty does.
Well, also, it's a Nintendo-designed game for a Nintendo console.
Right, there's many things going for it. For Call of Duty.
Instead of Activision being like, oh, you know what, we gotta put something on the console that is that sold 100 million copies, you know?
Yeah. So, also, can we have a moment of silence for our parents for putting up with us playing Rock Band Drums? That probably was pretty obnoxious, you know?
Hey, I can relate because my parents put up with me playing Donkey Kong where I'm beating bongos in the living room.
No way.
Good times.
Dude, oh, that's sick.
Dude, did you ever treat Rock Band Drums as, like, a workout?
I was so young that, like, probably not.
You said that you were 24, so I'm 5 years older than you. So I just, like, okay. I got so into it. But yeah, like what I was saying is just like the first whole thing on Wii, and then then on Rock Band 2, I got the whole setup again, and then I got like those drums fell apart at some point because you just you hit them, and then we got the Beatles drum set, and then
Guitar Hero Rock Band Beatles.
Yeah. And
there were so many games, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, there was Guitar Hero Metal there between those two games. Yeah, there was like an absurd amount of extra games.
They annihilated the market. Like just they squeezed the fact that they got Beatles Rock Band. Like think about it now, like Beatles being part of a video game is so interesting. Like that they got the rights to the songs for the Beatles to make a Rock Band. Isn't that kind of insane?
I mean, if you get those rides, I'd take them too. That's not an easy task.
But probably. That being said, and Justin DT probably would agree with me, the drums on Beatles songs are fucking lame.
Actually, I think was that one out on the Wii? Because I didn't have that game, so I'm trying to think of the reason why I didn't have it. But
I think it was too late for that, maybe.
Possibly. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, I can't really comment on that.
But yeah, and then eventually got the Ions. But yeah.
Yeah, the Ions were really good. Because I know there were certain mod kits you can kind of put. You can put like little like pads on your... Do you remember those? They're like pads you can stick onto the drums that kind of are supposedly supposed to make it more sensitive or something.
Oh, I like on the regular kits?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
For Rock Band 2, there was like a cymbal attachment kit. It was all like garbage, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was just so bad.
Yeah.
I know the cymbals were notoriously garbage, not like anything.
I remember having an email, like, this like email fight with somebody supplying cymbals, and I had to like send the cymbal back because it didn't work, and they sent me a new one, and it was just like, and the new one didn't work, and I was just like, oh, this is, and then I just like had one cymbal until I got the Ions. I only had one cymbal, and I was just like, I'll be okay with this.
Crazy.
So you were talking, go for it.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to mention Guitar Hero World Tour came out. That was their first game with drums and all that. Those drums were total garbage too. And I remember one of the pads just stopped working. And I tried to go to a guy to have him solder it, or my parents did. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
Total joke.
In my head, when they came out, I was just like, no shot, this is good. And I think I tried it out at when they used to have those showcases at like Walmart. And
dude, yeah.
Yeah.
At EB Games or GameStop, yeah, whatever.
EB Games, Canadian.
Wait, is it still EB Games or is it GameStop?
Oh, it's still EB Games in Canada for sure.
Okay.
No, I was like, I've heard that name before, probably from Sid once again.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember going to one of them and what is it? It's a quarter cymbal and the three pads. And I'm just like, oh, this is terrible. Like,
oh yeah, I know, it made no sense. The pedal was really bad too. I think the pedal was like noticeably bad. Like it was one of the worst parts too.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I can't
all
remember.
Just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'm happy that we can share the memory of hating those that drum set.
Oh, for sure. So you were talking about Score Hero.
Yeah. So Score Hero. Again, you would finish a song, it'd give you your total score along with your percentage, your note streak, and I'd post them all to there. And my best achievement, if you want to say it like that, was getting first place on Score Hero for the Wii on my expert drums.
Oh my god, that's so sick.
Wait, like overall?
Yeah, PS3 and Xbox were more competitive.
Yeah.
But either way, I still got first place for Rock Band 1. I mean, I'm probably still high up on there since nobody plays that. But yeah, that was my very first like gaming achievement, I guess you can say, which kind of makes me, you know, the gamer I am today.
Dude, that's badass.
That's sick.
That, like,
you know, yeah. I'm thinking about like old school Guitar Hero YouTubers now. Do you remember James Like Coulter?
Yeah, I think after years, was it found out that he cheated on his Through the Fire and Flames, or I don't know.
Wait,
but
really? No way.
I think that it was maybe not him, but it was another one. But I do remember him. He was the first one who FC'd it, right? 100%?
No, that was I Am Chris for Life, and that was real.
Oh, okay. James. Oh, James like Colt, dude. He was so funny, that guy. He was so
Yeah,
funny.
dude. Did you see his YouTube videos?
Yeah, but I think did he like I assume he stopped, right? You're just talking about the old ones?
This is like super, probably like pre-2010. I
Dude,
mean,
yeah, I was an old boy on YouTube as well. Like I was an, you know, I was on YouTube very early on. I've seen them all, you know. He was
Because, oh, go
probably one
ahead.
of my favorites though, because he was just like comedy based, but at the same time he was really good at
He was
Rock Band as
really
well.
fucking good as well. But like, when you say score hero, that brings me back to the days on the internet. I used to browse a couple forums, and score hero was basically its own forum for Guitar Hero stuff. So like, I wasn't competitive in Guitar Hero. I could play expert guitar, but I wasn't competitive whatsoever. Didn't even like record footage or anything. But I remember just checking out the site occasionally, being like, "Oh, look at these times or scores! Wow, so sick."
Do you know?
But
Go for it.
James like Coulter, he had like a vlog specific channel that had
Yeah.
like the funniest videos ever, like rants on the dentist and like
Yeah.
vacation footage and stuff. It was so funny. Oh my God.
He had that typical like skater boy look to him too. Remember with the hair
Oh
that like
yeah,
dripped? Yeah.
that was 2008 style all the way.
Yeah.
Do you ever like think about the fact that Guitar Hero or like Rock Band or whatever is one of those games that just kind of permeated the entire mass of population? Like, it wasn't
Yeah.
it like I feel like in grade seven, grade eight, grade six, like that era of my life, like I'm a little bit older than you guys, but like not too much older. I was made fun of for playing video games in grade seven. And
Yeah, that was pre-nerds being cool for sure.
yeah, and then like in high
Oh, yeah, for
school,
sure.
in high school, I think 3 years later, 4 years later, or something like that, one of the guys at my high school was like super cool for being good at Guitar Hero. And
Wow,
you saw
that
that and
was
you're like, oh man, I wish that was me.
like, well, no, I like I remember like watching people play Guitar Hero. I'm like, oh, this is kind of, and then Rock Band drums, and I'm like, oh, that's sick. But like, I don't really care about. Like, I was decent at guitar. I feel like when you play, you Justin, you're also decent at the guitar as well. In Guitar
yeah, but
Hero.
I was never too confident. I remember seeing this, like everybody was seemed so good, so that's why I kind of stepped us what's it called? I stuck to drums, but I was able to do like Through the Fire and Flames and Pass It and whatnot.
Oh,
But yeah.
that's better than me. And then I'm saying I'm decent. But yeah, like I remember there's just like, oh, it's just like, oh, he's one of the best in Ontario. And I'm sitting there going like, this is so,
Oh.
it's so jarring that like 4 years ago I was made fun of for playing video games, and now it's just like, oh, he's the cool kid now. And it's just like,
Yeah.
and then time keeps passing and keeps passing, and it's just like, oh, it's cool to like video games now. It's just
Yeah,
interesting.
nowadays it's like probably even cooler, right? As time has progressed, it's become even cooler and cooler, it seems like.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, it's not even weird to bring it up with like work people anymore and stuff. They're like,
No.
oh yeah, I know
Oh
speed running. I don't
yeah.
know why you do it, but that's cool, I guess.
That's so funny you say, like, mention it with work people. I was working with like I do landscaping every so often, and I remember years ago I was working with my cousin, and he had a worker there that was just like typical boomerish guy, like early 30s when I was early 20s. And at some point, like third day working with him, he's just like, so you ever so I'm getting into this game called Hearthstone. And I'm like, what? Like my brain was like imploding. And what's funny is that during that conversation he was talking about Hearthstone, I kind of made fun of him for playing Hearthstone.
No, what the
I don't remember how exactly the conversation went, but I remember being like, yeah, people in my circles actually make fun of that
hell? Oh, that game specifically?
Yeah, like Hearthstone. Like I remember, like, this was back when I just started speedrunning, I think. But like I'm like super, in comparison to him, casually, I'm like super duper nerd.
Wait, what was wrong with Hearthstone?
I feel like back in the day, Hearthstone was definitely like one of those like lame games that you played, for sure.
I
Like
mean,
this was when
maybe,
it turned the corner, maybe.
I
One of
mean,
those
I guess,
lame
yeah.
games. I
I
don't
don't
know.
know. I guess, I mean, it was made by Blizzard, right? So people kind of want to, I don't know. I
People
mean,
worship Blizzard, when it wasn't now when they suck.
oh yeah.
yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? It was like 5 years ago. Say, hey, the comments below, let me know if I'm right that Hearthstone was lame 5 years ago.
You know, I think my brother would disagree because my older brother was a huge Hearthstone player back in those days.
But it was so normie.
He loved that lame game, let me tell you.
Yeah. But I just remember, my brain imploding, being like, why you play video games? Oh, this is interesting.
You're playing a card game online? Why don't you just buy real cards?
Fucking lame-o.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I used to never tell people, I don't think I mentioned it to a soul that I, you know, kept track of my scores and posted them on Score Hero. So, I mean, we're all in the same boat, right?
Yeah. Like, what's funny about it nowadays, like, when I started speedrunning, like, my family knows that I speedrun, but, like, I don't talk about it. They just, like, randomly bring it up at family gatherings. I'm like, guys, please. Like, I'm just like,
yeah, that's pretty wholesome.
Yeah. It is funny. Like, I have talked about it on the podcast. They, at like a Thanksgiving dinner before COVID, when we did podcast, when we had started the podcast, it was brought up that I did a gaming podcast at like Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm sitting there going like, I don't want to talk about this. Like,
you're like, there's my little podcaster.
pat me on the head.
You finally came out of your room.
Yeah, your little cave.
Yeah,
I hate those memes. I mean, they're not memes, but like, yeah, that specific thing. Like,
oh, look who showed up.
Yeah, dude, it cuts deep for us. It does. The family people.
Dude, yeah.
That's so funny. Like, I never got like a lot of that, but whenever I see the memes, I'm just like, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, meme maker.
You know? It's like, God damn, that situation sucks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I think it's time for, you know, we could easily call this the climax of the podcast.
Sure.
Because we got a very special, at least I have a very special question. Justin may be aware of coming. We got to get to the bottom of this, all right? There's a known trick back in the day in Sunshine that was never explained. You know, Clayton knew about it. Justin knew about it. Okay. Some others here and there might have known it from the shadows. What is Toad Clip?
All right. So, unfortunately, I was ready to, unveil this, but I got a text from Clayton. I haven't spoken to him in years.
Oh, snap.
A text from Clayton that tells me the secret's been locked up on a notepad file. Notepad, not anything else, just a regular notepad file. Put onto a USB and thrown into a lake. Okay, not you know, the ocean. No, a lake specifically.
One of the Great Lakes?
And, one of the Great Lakes, and that's where the instructions lie. So I unfortunately am sad to say I can't really talk about it.
That seems like a impractical place to put instructions, but.
Oh, it sounds so real too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Well, so anyway. there was this mystical thing called Toad Clip back in the day. It became a meme. I'm memeing. Ha ha.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's time to, you know, lay down that meme in its coffin. The reality to that was, honestly, I can't even say I remember like what that was about. I think maybe it was around the 20 Shine time, because I remember he said, Clayton made a banner saying like,
you made a banner. 20 Shine,
yeah, it said like 20 Shine's finals.
Find out what Toad Clip is or something.
Exactly. Something like that. And, I think it was possibly me and Clayton trying to theorize a way to like transport a toad and use him to clip into the bell tower shrine. You know, what's the shrine called when you spawn in Delfino and you turn left and you use the rocket nozzle?
Underbell?
Or underbell.
Wait, do you mean underbell, the one above that?
No. The underbell. You use the turbo, right?
Like the one where you just use a fruit and you go in there.
Yeah, remember in 20 Shines, you would use either a pepper or a
coconut.
Yeah, people still do that. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyways, I think we were just talking about transporting a toad somehow to be able to do that clip, but you know.
Yeah, that would save so much time over putting a free dude, that, you're right.
That was the OG toad clip, you know. But
wow.
I don't know. Maybe perhaps I just can't recall. Like I can't even remember. But
maybe transport the toad that's sitting out of bounds under the ground.
Possible, dude. Maybe that was it. Who knows? It's lost in history now. That's it's just, you know,
the one that Magic Trophy discovered.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know what? I'll just continue the Justin DT storyline then. So we like Score Hero, first competitive gaming memory, Jurassic Park NES, first memory perhaps. Becoming a gamer. How did you get into speedrunning?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I do remember there was a summer, 2013, 14. I was trying to study, right? So I installed some Twitch app on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was bored of studying.
Dude, that's Twitch app or the Twitch app?
Twitch, yeah.
Yeah. You said some of the Twitch apps, not all of them.
Oh, it was Twitch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It must have been a vintage, terrible Twitch app.
Actually, funny enough, the OG Twitch app that I used was actually so simple and it worked good. And then I remember they kept updating it, and it wasn't until years that it felt like just simple again. But anyway, so I clicked on a random Ocarina of Time stream since I liked Ocarina of Time. Fun fact, I did Door of Time Skip before I knew anything about speedrunning. So I like to mess around with the glitches and stuff, you know?
Cool.
It's a famous clip.
Yeah. And I saw ZFG stream. He was doing a tower collapse skip or void warp, I think it's called, as a child or as an adult. I don't know. Anyways, one thing led to another. And, you know, started watching GDQ. The OG runs, like the Wind Waker run, the MST run, or the 100% run where, who was it said, can you please stop or whatever?
Oh,
I'd prefer if you'd be quiet.
Yeah, runner guys run. Anyway,
No. I'm thinking of something else with the chibi thing. That's,
Oh, that I popped into my, yeah. I do remember that vaguely, but that's.
There was that runner guy moment, like during the Hundo run where he's wearing like the Link outfit.
Yep. Anyway, Narcissus run and stuff, I found GDQ kind of awesome. Bonesaw, the Luigi's Mansion runner, that was probably one of the first speedruns I actually watched. I saw him get record. I did watch Pokemon Yellow a bit. That was the first speedrun, one of the first speedrun streams I saw. And stuff like that. Anyways, I got into it. And Ocarina of Time was an easy choice for me because it was the game I kind of liked the most. And any percent was around 30 minutes. So, yeah.
Yeah, I see the thing about me, like the way I got into speedrunning too was like Narcissa's run back in 2013 of any percent, just like watching a VOD of it on YouTube in 2013 and then like soon after seeing the TOEFL run for SMS. But like I've never I've done any percent glitchless for OOT just for like fun. Like I've done like a few races of it just for kind of. Just a fun time with friends or whatever, but going into speedrunning, learning how to speedrun, I didn't want to like tarnish my experience of OOT when I was a kid, because it was like when I was six, it was like my favorite game of all time. And for some reason, I didn't want to like play it over and over again in that capacity. Like there are people that play like Luigi's Mansion every year and around like October, and just like don't speedrun it, but they just like enjoy their playthrough every year. Don't like get so good at it to kind of ruin it. I feel like I would do that with OOT. Have you ever felt that way about any game?
Honestly, you hit the nail on the head there with OOT, because to me, again, I played that a lot as a kid, and speedrunning it. Yeah. Like nowadays, I just can't go through and play casually. It's just like, which sucks. It's such a beautiful game. It's when you play casually too, it's a pretty long game. So there's lots of replay value and stuff. But like just going through it now, like after you speedrun it, it's like, I don't know, the movement. It's like, I can't help but backwalk here, you know, do certain tricks, and it's just not the same.
Well, backwalking sure beats the hell out of rolling across the field.
Yeah, and... I guess that maybe not that, but yeah, like for example, like Deku Tree, like it's just the most boring thing when I know how to like do every little trick, you know, and save every. Actually, that's not true anymore because if you look at it now, it's crazy.
Oh yeah.
In person, yeah, yeah. Anyways,
so that's the thing about running Mario games is that like Mario games, speedrunning it is just you doing it well and not like breaking the whole thing typically. It doesn't really ruin the replay value that much.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. I'm just glad that I played Sunshine when I was a kid and I was just kind of like, oh, okay. And the reason that I picked up Sunshine to speedrun was like, oh, I saw a speedrun of it. Oh, that looked kind of cool. Okay. I enjoyed that when I was a kid and I own it. Like, I didn't go like, oh, this is my top 10 video games of all time. That's why, like, when we have, like, old SMS or like, just, like, SMSers on the podcast or just, like, anybody that's played SMS, they're just like, oh, when I was a kid, it was one of my favorite games. And I never really understand that.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, and then I chose to play it. I'm just like, if I was wired like everybody else, I'd be, I was about to say the best
if you
OOT.
Were wired like you.
Well, if I was wired like everybody else. Did I say it like me?
No. I thought you were trying to say something else.
If I was wired like me, then I'd be me. If I was wired like everybody else, I'd be like one of the best. I was going to say one of the best, but like I'd be a really good OOT runner.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, like.
I see. Yeah. Imagine Sid running OOT. Yeah. Imagine, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of it that way, like each one of us could have been a whole different speedrunner if we just kind of were maybe watching a different stream at a different time and got our motivation elsewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like, oh, I saw what if I watched Fuzziness play Melee, just like story mode. And I'm just like, oh, what a great speedrun. I kind of liked that when I was a kid. Like, I feel like that's kind of in the same vein, maybe Wind Waker. Like I could definitely see that.
Yeah, Wind Waker. I used to watch that all the time.
Yeah,
Wind Waker was such a nice, like, cozy stream. You know, it probably still is somewhat.
It was like very cozy with randomly super difficult tricks every like 15 minutes.
Do you know what game would actually hit the exact same slot as Super Mario Sunshine for me? So like there is an alternate universe where I run this game. Simpsons Hit and Run.
Yes, dude.
Oh,
I actually considered running that at some point in my life. I never did.
I feel like if I watched instead of a Toeful run, it was like who runs Simpsons Hit and Run?
Liquid Wi-Fi.
If I saw Liquid Wi-Fi back in 2013 play Simpsons Hit and Run, I would be living a very different life. And you know what? And maybe on the side stream, we'd be doing the 96 shines equivalent at ESA of Simpsons Hit and Run.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I can imagine that universe.
Yeah.
That's probably like the best licensed game ever made. It's just so like the voice acting, they have all the original voice actors. It's like Grand Theft Auto for teens, basically.
Well, see, does Batman count? Does like the Arkham games, do they count?
I've never played them, but yeah, I guess they count.
Okay. Arkham Asylum and Arkham City are pretty good.
You think they're better than Hit and Run?
But they're pretty good. I'm not gonna argue whether one's better. Like,
you don't know if they're better or not.
They're really good.
You know, you're too afraid to give your opinion.
I
never played those games. I don't know.
Have any of you played Arkham Asylum or Arkham City?
No, I've never played a Batman game.
No, I haven't played them either. That's why I'm trusting you with your opinion, Sid.
They're really good.
Are they pretty good or really good?
Really good. I don't know if they're better. Dude, it's tough. Like, they're just different eras of games.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I guess he's trying to like nudge us with a message.
Yeah. You should play Dark. Hey, but on your list, Trey, on your new fangled list of bucket.
There is no new fangled list. I just say shit. I'm like, yeah. I should play that game.
So
wait, off topic slightly, but Trey, are you still, you're still doing SMS 80%, right?
Nothing changed.
Yeah. So what's your new game?
To play during the intro.
Yeah.
I can say this because I've already said what it is. And by the time this episode goes up, I would have already streamed again.
Yeah.
It's another GBA game because those are the perfect size to go like in the little corner down there.
Yeah.
A lesser known game, but kind of a hidden gem called Drill Dozer. See, no one's heard
of it. Yeah, there's no, I was just like, there's yeah, no shot.
Crickets. I think it's good because no one's really heard of it. It has an assist trophy in, I think, Brawl and maybe some other Smash game. It's like the pink-haired girl with the little drill mech thing she rides in. Basically, you're going around drilling through blocks and you upgrade. You can get like second gear and third gear to go through more blocks. It's like basically platforming with this drill component. It's really fun. I bought it as a kid. It's one of like the newer games on the GBA. Like it was like 06 on the GBA. Mm-hmm. And it got a 9 out of 10 in Nintendo Power. So I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good. I'll get my parents to get it. And then we got it.
I'm still laughing, or I was laughing for a little bit there at Justin's like, all right. Like when you said, oh, there's an assist trophy in Brawl or something, and he's all just right. Like,
no
and,
one gets
and Justin's just like, all right.
I had to say, like, it exists. It has some clouds. All right, it's in Smash, so
sure.
You know, well, a little bit clouded, yeah. Like Undertale.
Yeah, there's always those hidden gems, you know. So that's why. No, maybe it'll be cool.
I think it's good because I bet that like literally no one in my stream has played it. Maybe like one person.
I've never heard of it, and I'm the boomer.
And so. That way, I can safely go through and not get backseated. Yay!
Oh, that's good. That's the goal of every streamer.
Not that I care that much. I'm just like, you know, it's a nice little bonus.
Oh yeah.
And also, it might inspire some viewers to try it out for themselves because it is pretty fun.
One thing you don't want during your 3-minute intro game is not being spoiled.
Hey man, I put the no spoilers tag in my stream for a reason, right? No spoilers. Okay.
Yeah.
Not for the game I'm playing and not for Sunshine. I don't want to get spoiled in Sunshine. Okay.
Honestly, it's kind of, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of impressive playing Minish Cap in like 3-minute increments because like it's the kind of game you kind of want to like focus on. Or I don't know. Like for me, I usually like play Zelda games like an hour and 30 minutes at a time, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't forget anything. There's really no game that's good in 3-minute increments, except for maybe.
You're not wrong.
There might be like one of those Flash games or indie games where it's like.
Yeah, Neopets.
I think there's one called like Minute, where you're like, you literally have 1 minute to go around and find what you can.
Oh, God.
That and it resets.
Minesweeper.
Or Minesweeper, oh, yeah. Or Tetris or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like a full fledged game, you know, I've beaten all of. An RPG, Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, and a Zelda game, Minish Cap. I think it's time for something a little, it's just like a little platformer, so it's like not as attention necessary, I guess.
Yeah,
so.
I feel like I would, like coming back to Minish Cap or whatever game I'm trying to play in 3-minute increments, I'd be like, where the fuck was I? Like,
that was the hardest part, is like I would be in the middle of like a temple when I quit my stream. Then the next stream, I'm like, all right, I don't know where I am. This is stupid. I don't have the map or the compass yet, so I have no clue where I am.
It's just like, oh, I'm so close.
And like that final boss, there's multiple phases that were all like very intricate and different. So it's like, you know, you take a break and you're like, what the hell do I do now? And it's like, oh.
And you know what? I had to figure out each phase because that's the first time I ever fought that boss in my whole life.
Yeah, so I do remember it myself. It wasn't that simple, yeah.
It's like on a smaller scale, the thing I keep bringing up where it's just like, oh, you get like to a point in where like my example is Bloodborne or Dark Souls. And I just like put it down for 6 months, come back and go like, there's no shot. I know what to do, how to play this game. I'm fucked. Like,
I mean, that's always been my thing is I have to start a game from the beginning. If I take too long of a break, I just can't pick it up again.
No, that's true. Yeah. I think, that's like a general thing gamers do, I would say. Or like it's happened to me before. I just like it, that happens a few times, and each time I like just delete my file, right? You probably do the same thing because
I'll start fresh this time.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is a good point. Like we're an hour and 10 in.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna do the actual stressful question now.
No, okay, hit me.
Hey, you know what? By the way, how does it feel? Are you honored to be the last guest of season 2, Justin?
Okay. Another thing I didn't address yet is one of you guys must have been like, okay, we're at the bottom of the barrel, you know, and then
no.
with my name and be like, oh, yep, Justin's coming on the podcast. Let's ask him. Like,
the exact opposite. I was like, we got to get someone special for this one. All right.
Season one,
you know, we had Geradum last. He was special to us, too.
Awesome.
Do you know what I like to think of, like, old school SMSers as guests as, Justin? I like to think of them as, like, just like, this is going to be so easy. You know?
Maybe, I guess.
Like, that
yeah, I mean, we could.
Well, yeah, just like whenever you have an old school SMSer or just like an active SMSer and Trey and I play SMS, it's just like, oh, I don't have to figure out anything about SSX Tricky or anything like that. Like, I'm
just. Oh, you should. It's a good game.
Yeah, whatever. Screw that. but like, it's just bringing on an old school SMS head. It's just like, oh, we'll talk about SMS for a bit and then we'll figure out and then we'll do the regular just like, interview questions and try to find wherever our pasts line up or the Ion drums we've bought or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it has this nice cushion to it. So, hey, rest in, I don't know what I'm rest in peace.
Rest in pieces.
You know what? Just be, I don't know. It's just a casual, nice, like, oh, we're going to have Justin on. This is going to be easy. Like that's
for sure.
That's exactly
honestly,
that kind of
thing. I've always kind of, I mean, I've listened to so many episodes by now, and I've always kind of wanted to low-key be on the podcast, but obviously it would be a bit cringe, you know, asking. So anyways, needless to say, I'm pretty honored, I guess I could say, you know?
Cool.
Hey, let it be known, I would not have thought it was cringe.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just in my nature. I don't know. Either way, I'm happy you guys reached out to me. I feel like this is a conversation that kind of like it's just nice to because we never talk too much, like either of you. Like we never talk too much on like a personal side.
No.
Back when we ran SMS. So it's just nice to have like, you know, a casual chat. Yeah. You know, talk about the memories we had a bit and you know, it feels good.
Yeah, like you were saying before the podcast, before Trey even showed up, were we in a call like once in 2014? And I'm just like, I have no fucking idea. Probably not.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing.
But yeah, like I've seen you in chats all over the place. Like I didn't know what your voice sounded like.
Interesting. Well, I mean, it probably changed a lot too since, I mean, yeah, like I'm pretty sure we were in a call back when I might have been like a huge group race or something.
Maybe.
We definitely.
Like back when Skype, before, you know? Like back in Skype. Maybe.
Actually, yeah. Back when I was running SMS, we would have Skype groups. So have been those days.
One important question before the big important question.
Okay, so it's just a build up, huh?
Well, it's kind of an offshoot. Maybe it's not as important as I'm billing it. Is saying cringe?
No, I think it's just such a normal word by now. It's not cringe at all, to be honest.
I think saying cringe is as common as drinking water these days.
Yeah, it's not as cringe as it used to be, you know?
Yeah.
It's just...
Go for
it. Yeah. I don't know, man. I have no opinion on it.
Well, like, I feel like there's, like, it's a roller coaster ride, whatever cringe is. It's just like, oh, it's cringe to say, oh, it's actually kind of okay. Oh, it's cringe. Oh, it's back to normal. Like, it's just kind of.
I think it depends who you're talking to, whether they're a Redditor or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Redditors are on like the cutting edge of what's cringe and what isn't cringe on the internet.
I was saying in a casual conversation with my sister, I said the word cringe. And she said to me, it's cringe that you say cringe. And I'm
in the current spheres of the world, the normie sphere may perhaps find it cringe right now.
They'll
catch on, don't worry.
The Venn diagram of the gamer sphere and the normie sphere, the middle piece of the Venn diagram does not contain cringe.
Yes, that's where they don't overlap.
You know what's funny is we were talking about before that nowadays, if you're a gamer and stuff, you're considered cool. So I feel like the roles between normies and like non-normies have kind of like switched. Or is it just me?
Normies are beneath us now. Let's go.
Yes!
Nowadays, normies, I don't even know, man. We're all...
Dude, what do normies even do? Like, just watch TV?
Dude,
I don't know.
I was thinking about this the beginning of COVID when... remember when the beginning of COVID... Or when COVID started. Where, like everybody was stuck in their homes and like all the gamers were gaming. Remember there was like this weird hit piece about streaming, like online gaming, wasting all the internet.
No, I don't remember that. That's ridiculous.
That, that hit piece like came out and just like, and immediately all the gamers responded being like, no, fuck you, streaming all your fucking television shows eats up more bandwidth than we can even eat up. And then they like radio silent. I remember like first week of COVID, everybody was just like, oh, gamers are eating up all the internet. And then it was just like immediately like, no, stop watching everything in 4K, you idiots. Like,
yeah,
I just remember that. I don't know. That conversation just brought that in my head. I'm like, oh, yeah, that happened.
That's so funny.
But yeah. So do we want to do the final of season two? Big question.
All right. Whose turn is it?
We can tandem it.
How does that work?
Exactly. Like we can start and you can like I'll jump in and you can jump in.
Big building, big street, big suit, big.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll just Mad Gabs it.
Yeah.
We'll go back and forth. So Justin.
What's up?
So there's a large building, you know. You walk up, join me in this hypothetical, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a large building, you're in a suit. Trey, what kind of suit is he in?
Marble suit.
He's in a marble suit.
Okay.
It's always a marble suit. It's made of marbles. It's made of marbles. You're walking into a building.
You know what? It has like a design like a marble, the swooshiness, you know?
Oh, the swoosh.
Yeah, the marble swooshiness. You know what a marble looks like, right? Like not the material marble, but like a marble that you play marbles with.
Yeah, like the inside of it. I don't know.
It's a bad suit, don't worry.
It's a nice suit. You're wearing a nice swooshy suit.
Not the Nike swoosh, though.
Wrong swoosh. <Okay.
laughs> This theoretical takes forever.
We're walking into a building, and it's very nice building. It's the it seems so expensive. There's there's security. There's a nice person sitting at a desk in front of an elevator that you talk to.
And on security, it is.
Uh-oh.
On security.
I'm doing a Mad Libs. Who is on security, said?
Oh, it's...
Wait, I need an adjective.
An adjective?
An
adjective?
Proper noun.
Dude, I'm trying to think of anybody back in the day.
Is it Lavicious Meatball?
It literally doesn't matter who it is.
It's Tobo.
It's Tobo.
Oh.
Tobo on
Dude,
security.
Dude, with his manly voice, I would trust him on security.
Are you going to keep going? You keep going. Know.
Okay, so you're going up an elevator, right?
Yeah.
You know, 10 years later, once we stop figuring out who the security guard is.
Yeah. He's still in the back of our mind.
Yep. Nice suit. Going up an elevator in this big-ass building up to the 49th floor.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's episode 49.
Oh.
And then you walk down the hallway on this floor. You go into a room. A nice room, because the building is nice, has nice rooms.
It's just nice. All the adjectives we pick is just nice.
We've given up so much.
It's nice. It's big. Tobo's the security guard.
Nice is a synonym for marble. All right. Okay, so you go to this room, and across the room at a desk awaiting you is none other. Now you already know, Go-Go Dude, of course, founder of the Go-Go Banana.
Oh, right. No.
The famous Go-Go Banana finder, Go-Go Dude, is at this desk. And you are going to him. You're going to be interviewed by him. And you are handing him, before the interview can start, you're handing him your gaming resume.
Oh,
I never said, it's for a job for Gaming Inc., by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And you're handing him your resume, not just any old boring resume, though. This is your gaming resume, full of your greatest gaming achievements. What goes on that resume?
Okay. Oh my God. I should have known this question was coming.
Yeah. There was a long preamble too.
So is it just like, let's say like top 50, blah, 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 or like
whatever you interpret it to be. Yeah.
Or is it more like quality based, like can focus for 17 hours a day grinding boring IL.
You can be whatever you want.
Just a bit of both.
That yeah, sure. I both and one of each, you know.
Interesting.
It's your resume. Okay, I don't want to tell you how to do it.
So, first, I guess, top five SMS. That's definitely one of them. I did get top five. So, there you go.
Right.
Good one. That's one of my good achievements. Top five Ocarina of Time, any percent. I think, I'm pretty sure it was top five. It was either top five or top 10.
What year was that?
2014, I believe. Yeah, something like that.
That's so crazy that it's all like...
That's respect. I was thinking it was like 2013 when Wrong Warp was like brand new or something, but 2014, it was pretty optimized then.
I think number one was like Pydoix. I think that's when Narcissa just beat a few of us and had like a 1920-ish. Anyways, yeah, whatever. Okay. I think Skater, I don't know. It was cool. There was a bunch of good runners.
It before Jodenstone?
Yeah, I believe I had a better, before Jodenstone.
Dude, these names, I just like, I'm going back in time.
Yeah, Jodenstone, I remember Skater's stream when he had like 5 viewers. I Skyped with him a few times. I remember Jodenstone when he had a couple viewers. Yeah, I was very early in the OT scene. I wasn't that early. Like, there was people even before me, you know, but that's always the case. Anyways, back on topic. Ocarina of Time, any percent is the second one after SMS.
Sure.
Top seven in GoldenEye. The thing about GoldenEye, it's so competitive, right? That's why top seven is, you know, better than top 10. So you got to be more specific.
Really?
Did you get seventh?
I got seventh.
Okay.
that was like my best.
I love the phrasing of top. It's like top seven. It's like, so you got seventh.
yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
So how many was that? That was three.
You know what? However long your achievement list is, can be your resume, you know?
Yeah, but if it's too long, HR might not bother reading the whole thing. So.
Yeah, no, I got to make it short and sweet. I think those are the top three again. So SMS, OT, and GoldenEye. Mario 64 never did anything too, you know, crazy. I did get, nothing too crazy in SM64. So those would be my top three bangers.
Do you have anything like outside of speedrunning? Just like,
well, what about curious? Like, do you have like a score hero, like an insane score or something?
Yeah, but that's like it's so long ago to the point where like, like I said too, I was on the Wii, so it was a bit less populated than the PS3 and Xbox version. So again, it was cool, but it was nothing too crazy. I definitely would like commend more of those three that I first gave for sure.
Yeah, I remember like one of my achievements that I keep bringing up is like on Xbox 360, I had the kill streak record on Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for like a day. Like,
yeah, stuff like that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just like do you have any of those just like random, oh, this game, like, sure, it didn't last too long, but like, I played this and I was good and then I didn't care, you know?
Wow. One thing, RuneScape, I remember I heard you guys talking about it. I think I heard Trey one time say, I think it was on stream, that if he played RuneScape as a kid growing up, he probably would have been still playing today. Something like that.
I get addicted to stuff like that for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways,
RuneScape, recently I've tried to play video games a bit more since I've been busy and stuff in real life. And I have been playing a bit of old school RuneScape because that's a game that's been with me my whole life pretty much. And cool. I've always had like decent builds, you know, in that game, and like decent wealth, I guess. It's kind of relevant in RuneScape. But yeah, that's not a great... I maxed my RuneScape 3 account, for example. Anyways, so that's one of them that I guess plays, you know, close to heart since RuneScape's... I've been playing it for years.
Sure.
I gotta ask, did you ever fall for a RuneScape scam at any point?
Funny enough. Yeah.
Like, they'll double your money if you give them some money. Right.
Yeah, so it was so long ago. Basically, I was in a place. I mean, none of you have played RuneScape, right? So if I say certain names, you won't recognize them.
No.
Okay. Anyway, so it was a certain place in the game. RuneScape's always been a very social game. You can type in chat, whatever. And there was a guy advertising, hey, join our clan, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, yeah, man, I want to join your clan. And he sends me a link. Again, this was like my very first instance of coming face to face with a phishing link.
Oh.
And so
he
sent me it. I opened it. I put in my login details. It was like the RuneScape login page.
No.
And then my account had like so little on it when I think now. I mean, for the time, it felt like it was a lot. But he took all my shit. He destroyed my untradables. Basically, there's untradable items that like you gotta play a certain mini game or like spend a certain amount of hours to get them, and he destroyed them. Like, so he basically dropped them and he took away all my wealth, and I was like, I cried because I was a young kid, and it was a bit heartbreaking, but that's the life of a RuneScape player. You know, you go through it and you get a thick skull, and that's why, you know, I can see scams nowadays, and I have that eagle eye, you know?
Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to have that. I wonder if like Lego has a RuneScape like story.
Has a what was it, like legoislands.com or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
You're getting scammed on a Lego website, imagine.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like some real life Lego thing, like your friend scams you out of like a Lego piece.
Bro, like,
now the SMS player.
I can't believe he stole my Lego bricks.
Yeah.
No, not my 1x4s. No.
1x4s.
A 1x4 piece.
Is that a thing?
I don't know what the lingo and Lego blocks.
I don't know. I thought you knew for a second.
You know, there's like a 2x2, a 1x1. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, I actually had a conversation with somebody today. I was just like, you know what's funny? A 2x4 is a piece of wood, and a 4x4 is a truck.
Yeah.
And a 2x4 is also a Lego brick.
Oh, a 2x4 is also a Lego brick.
It's like two wide, four height, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, those are like adult terms, you know? Only adults would get it.
True.
Oh.
But Legos are for 3 to 99 year olds, so they're for anyone.
Exactly.
Unless you're 2. Fuck you. Or 100.
Yeah.
Also fuck you.
There's an addendum to the what are we talking about now? It's like there's an addendum to the resume question.
The question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, there's one more additional thing.
Was that enough of a resume, or should I? Or is that enough?
Oh yeah, it was great. You got the job. Good job.
Okay. Okay.
You got the job.
All right.
Job.
Awesome.
Well.
Awesome.
Well,
thank you, Tobo.
Well, we
Togo dude.
Togo dude.
Don't take the security guard. I mean, you can if you want.
Dude, were those like go-go bananas? Were they like edible and shit? Like, were they just like there for display because it's kind of like part of him, you know?
I can just imagine Gogo in his office has a Gogo, like a wax Gogo banana hovering in the air. Like, no, they're wax. Sorry.
We started asking, I think this season, I don't remember.
That was this season.
Yeah. An addendum to the, so you know, on resumes, they ask for special skills or like you put your special skills. It's like, I'm hardworking or whatever the fuck.
works great in a team. Yeah,
works great with others. Yeah, I'm not an asshole most of the time. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Do you have any gaming special skills?
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know which word I'd use to like sum it up, but basically I'd say that, you know, there's a lot of people, like I find with speedrunners, there is always the type who kind of care too little about like practicing this and that. So they expect to just get good by grinding runs, and they're a bit of a knucklehead in that sense. And then on the opposite. Yeah. And then on the opposite side of the spectrum, there's those who like are total nerds about it and have to like research everything. And they keep track of like, oh, I practiced this for 2 hours. And anyways, I've seen a lot of both of types because again, I ran ILs and stuff. I think I'm pretty good, like, as far as that. Like, I'm pretty dead set in the middle where I don't overthink strats. I don't overthink my mindset about, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. I just straight up do what I have to do, right? I practice enough. Again, it's hard to describe, but like it comes naturally in a way. You know, I practice what I feel like practicing. If I'm inconsistent at this, I'll maybe try to think why I'm inconsistent. And I do just the right amount of work so that I'm efficient, I guess. It's something that I can't really like, I wouldn't be able to teach it to others. It's just I found my way. Anyways, I don't know what kind of word I'd use. But,
special skill. Yeah. I found my way.
Does that make sense?
With like, yeah, that makes sense.
No,
you know,
okay.
There is. And you know what's funny? To get a little bit philosophical, I guess. There is. I've been applying that philosophy-ish to my current SMS 80% grind.
Yeah.
Because basically, I saw a YouTube video a few weeks ago talking about there's this weird phenomenon where, in a weird way, like the less you try to get something, the more likely you are to get it, and vice versa. Like, for example, if you're really trying hard to fall asleep, you won't fall asleep until you just like sort of sit there and like, oh, you fall asleep eventually. There's better examples too, but I forgot what they were.
Anyway. Yeah, I totally believe in that. Even if you want to call it, what's it called? I forget the word. Anyways, I believe in that kind of philosophy. Yeah.
What was the word? Lazy?
Superstition. No, like, superstition? I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. I've been applying that philosophy to my grind where I used to practice a lot more back in the day and felt like, oh man, if I don't get my hours in this week, I may as well not even stream because I'm not going to do very well. But recently I've been like, okay, I'm working a lot. I don't have a whole lot of time to practice. And also I want to play casual games. I'm not really going to practice a whole lot outside of maybe one day in the week I'm not streaming. Then I'll do my two streams with like a warm up before the stream and stuff to get me going. And because I'm at a point where I've played the game enough that really the best thing I can do is just do more attempts, you know, throw more attempts at the wall. You're more likely to hit something after 100 than just 10 of something. And I'm sort of just not too concerned with it. It's like a very good burnout prevention strat where like most of the week, I'm not really thinking about Sunshine at all. And then I get to my streams and I'm like, okay, I'm going to really focus on this now. This is my sunshine time. But like, in a weird way, I feel like not trying as hard, but the practice recently has gotten me some more results. Because like during the period a few months ago when I was doing a ton of IELTS.
Guys. Practice is not worth it, as Trey just mentioned.
Yeah, practice sucks, guys. Don't even do it.
Hey, I've been rallying against practice for years.
See, the thing is like, when you're starting out, practice is super useful because you're brand new to it. You got to get the muscle memory down. If you're like me and you play the game for so long and it's just so ingrained in you, practice is not nearly as necessary. And like, I stopped doing as much IL stuff and like any non-RTA muscle memory that might mess me up at some point. And just like hyper-focus on just the RTA and don't even do it that much. Just like do it like, oh, a couple times a week, see what happens. And I feel like just following that philosophy of not trying as hard to get a thing has been a key part in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminds me of how you said, like, you know, somewhere between the super lazy doesn't give a fuck and the super try hard nerd, that's definitely like you want to be in the middle somewhere. So, yeah.
For sure, yeah.
There you go.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I've noticed, Trey, that you definitely, I can tell you think about your mindset and sometimes you overthink. Like if you're, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like for you, there's that slight bit of mental struggle with your speed running, even though, I mean, obviously you have the skill and everything. And even lately you've been playing really good. But yeah, I mean, it's again, everybody to a certain extent has to have that mindset to deal with at one point or another. Again, the more you speed run too, the more likely you're gonna get those like ups and downs. So anyways, right.
And that's the thing is that when you're on pace, I heard I was watching Lunar Jump stream SM64 one day and he was talking about this, the nerves you get when you're on pace never get any better. Like whether I was, before I even ever streamed playing offline before GBS, I would be pretty much as nervous when I was on pace then going for a 137 as I am now going for a better 114.
I don't think that's true.
I think that's true for me. I always get like hella nervous when I'm on that page.
I don't think they get, I kind of agree that they don't get better over time, but there will be that one run where it's just like, I don't feel nervous at all.
I guess, day to day it changes maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. The whole zero nerves thing, like, so, you know, it happens often. You have really good pace, then you do a pretty big mistake, and then you're on mediocre pace, right? So you're like, oh, I'm not nervous anymore. But I don't know, are you really not nervous? Like, I feel like it's a funny
you're making fun of me in my chat. You're like, oh, are you sure zero nerves, Trey? I was like, yeah.
Oh, I know. I think I was mimicking one of the guy in your, or I don't know, maybe I was making fun of you.
You're making fun of me.
Maybe, yeah.
You have like zero nerves, guys, come on.
Yeah, dude, I'm always trolling in your chat, honestly. I'm like, or I don't know, it's your sense of humor is like somewhat similar to mine in a way. I mean, we're just sarcastic sometimes. Yeah. And anyways, yeah, I like your sense of humor, so
that's cool. Good.
Yeah, bro.
That is good.
You're so funny, man.
Hey, your sense of humor is like me. You're so funny.
Wow. Way to praise yourself in a weird way.
Yeah. Anyways,
yeah.
Yeah, so for nerves and stuff, yeah, Sid, as you were saying, so you can go from like total nerves to zero like I don't know. Yeah,
no,
people can just are built different.
Like I've talked about it in the past, like on the podcast, I've said like some speed runs where I'm on pace, I feel like I'm on fire and I just want to stop. You know?
Yeah.
Like in a bad way.
Yeah, in a bad way. It's just like, oh, I could like literally I could just put my controller down and walk away. Like I could do that, and part of my brain wants to.
Imagine though, like it's funny to think about.
Yeah, but like my last 96 Shines PB, I didn't have that. Like I didn't have any of that, and when Trey's just like, it doesn't get any better. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes it doesn't happen. Like the nerves
that's
don't
you're in that flow state.
Yeah, just the nerves don't arrive, and it because it never arrived that one time. So I'm just like, so I think back to that, but that's it. Like other than that, it's just like, oh, I'm nervous. Oh, I'm nervous. Oh, I'm nervous. But
yeah, see, I'm glad you feel that way. I always get nervous, no matter.
Yeah,
what.
I'm
very good at covering it up on stream, but like trying to act chill, but I'm like crying on the inside.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Especially like games like this that we speedrun. I mean. I've had bad. That's funny enough. One thing I do remember about SMS is that it's a very like nervous end game. You know what I mean? Especially any percent.
No,
like when you
stick.
Get to, Serena starting from like Bianco 6, for example, starting from there. Oof. For some reason, it just feels like the run is like, you know, it's serious. I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, talking about the end game of Sunshine, I feel like that might be the end game of the podcast, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you having you on. So this will be the wrap up of episode 49 of Video Games Are Hard. Thanks for joining us, Justin DTF.
Yeah. The F, I think the F is gone. Now it's Justin. I think there's two T's.
Oh, you changed it.
Anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, thank you. Thanks, guys, for having me. I mean, yeah, no, it's been a really good chat. And like I said, it's always been it's been an absolute dream. You know, I've been dreaming of being on here for the past.
Oh, yeah, I know you have.
Yeah.
Would you say that you had, like, zero nerves doing this?
I had nerves before. Yeah. I haven't talked to you guys in, like, so many years. So, obviously, yeah.
I mean, I see you in my chat. You're like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. That's
like your sense of humor. I know.
I know. Like your sense of humor. It's mine.
Yeah. Wait, anyways, question for you guys. So season 50, episode 50.
God damn.
And then what's after that? Your typical break, I assume, and just kind of.
Hey, it's like after season one, we took like an 8-month break and then we started up again.
Yeah.
But
I guess my question should be, how do you guys feel about ending, like being at the end of the season?
We've been finishing strong, giving it our all, but we're just like, we're ready for it to be over a little bit. We're like, yeah,
like
weekly thing, you know.
But we Trey and I have talked about it, and just like season one, we burnt out in like maybe the 30s. Like,
yeah,
but this season we made it a little bit further before burning out.
Yeah, we were just like, oh, we said go until 50 and we burnt out in like the 30s. So we were just kind of, it turned into like kind of a grind. This time we were talking about just like, oh my God, our motivation to do the podcast is lasting so long. And then like at some point we're just kind of like, oh, we're getting to the end, you know, we're happy with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, 50 episodes is a lot when you think of it.
Yeah.
But I do, I like how you guys have, like, you ask, you know, the gaming resume thing about, like, pretty much every guest, right? At least once you've asked them.
Oh, yeah.
Certain, like, guest,
certain consistent questions like that is obviously, you know, it's a cool little nick to the podcast. And, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll see if season 3 happens before 2028 or not. I have no idea. Depends how we feel.
But yeah, thanks for coming on, old school SMSer Justin DT, and or like, what is it, Justin DTT now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. There you go.
Links in the description on YouTube.
Yeah, and it was nice to catch up and bond over Rock Band. but for now, I guess this will be the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening to episode 49 of Video Games Are Hard. We're on Spotify and Google Podcasts. And
the YouTube channel, Sid and Trey.
And Trey's got the YouTube channel right there for you. See you next week for the last podcast of season 2.
And it's going to be a special, a special live one, right?
Yeah, we'll figure out the specifics, but yeah, we're planning on doing it pseudo live. And we've talked about what it's gonna be to some extent, but we'll leave it like that for now. But yeah, thanks for listening, and see you next week.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Peace. See ya.